Welcome to the Daily Lectio Divina podcast with sacredpilgrim.com. Today's reading is part of a series on the words of Jesus in John chapters 14 through 17. Today we're reading John 16, 19 and 20, and I'll be reading from the Message. Let's begin our time with a few slow, deep breaths to settle ourselves. This mindful breathing lets our bodies and minds know that we are becoming quiet and still. It allows us to begin to be attentive to the movement of the Spirit in our time together today. As I read our passage twice through, listen for a word or phrase that stands out to you and touches your heart. Use the silence that follows to take in that word or phrase. Turn it over in your mind. Ponder it. Jesus knew they were dying to ask him what he meant. So he said, "Are you trying to figure out among yourselves what I meant when I said, 'In a day or so you're not going to see me, but then in another day or so you will see me'? Then fix this firmly in your minds. You're going to be in deep mourning, while the godless world throws a party. You'll be sad, very sad, but your sadness will develop into gladness." Jesus knew they were dying to ask him what he meant, so he said, "Are you trying to figure out among yourselves what I meant when I said, 'In a day or so you're not going to see me, but then in another day or so you will see me'? Then fix this firmly in your minds. You're going to be in deep mourning, while the godless world throws a party. You'll be sad, very sad, but your sadness will develop into gladness." As I read again, hold the word or phrase in your mind and ask where God is using it to touch your life experience right now. Maybe a feeling or a memory comes up for you around the word. What does God have to say to you about it? Jesus knew they were dying to ask him what he meant. So he said, "Are you trying to figure out among yourselves what I meant when I said, 'In a day or so, you're not going to see me, but then in another day or so, you will see me'? Then fix this firmly in your minds. You're going to be in deep mourning, while the godless world throws a party. You'll be sad, very sad, but your sadness will develop into gladness." in this last reading, consider what response God is inviting in you through the word or phrase. It may be an action, an inner decision or new awareness, or a spark of creative inspiration. Silently talk with God about that invitation. Jesus knew they were dying to ask him what he meant. So he said, "Are you trying to figure out among yourselves what I meant when I said, 'In a day or so, you're not going to see me, but then in another day or so, you will see me'? Then fix this firmly in your minds. You're going to be in deep mourning, while the godless world throws a party. You'll be sad, very sad, but your sadness will develop into gladness." As we close this time of divine reading, spend some time resting quietly in God. You might feel inspired to use a few words, but know that in this time, words are not necessary. Contemplative prayer gives us the space to just be present with God and allow God to be present with us. If you like, you can pause the recording here for the duration of your silent time before you hear the closing prayer, or you can use the prayer that follows to lead you into your time of silent contemplation. God, we thank you for being present with us today. You always faithfully show up. May we begin to learn to show up faithfully in response. As our eyes adjust to the light of your presence, may we recognize your activity in our daily existence and join in the good work you are already doing in the world. Bless our actions as we tune our hearts evermore to the Spirit within us. In the strong name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.